Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk to Tim Murtaugh, who is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign. Did a good job at CPAC. I was the guy in the back of the room kind of hooting and hollering, like, you go, Tim, you go.
I appreciate that, John. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to talk.
That's all right.
You had told me you were going to be there. So they hustle you in and out.
Right.
The place run pretty smoothly. All the things that are on the stage there are timed pretty carefully. So
yeah.
In and out. It was a great, fun, great topic. You know, the evils.
It sounds like your phone's breaking up a little bit. Are you in the car?
Yeah, I am, John.
That's okay. No problem. It's going to kind of come and go. So we'll lean out the window like a dog, you know, ride into the lake or something. It looked like a pretty big crowd at CPAC. And I got to tell you, 4 years ago, I don't think it was just me projecting. I felt like there was a lot of anxiety with the conservatives about this guy, Donald Trump, who might win our nomination. And this year, all that angst is gone, man. I feel like they have decided Donald Trump has delivered for conservatives.
Yeah, I think the big difference now is that he's got a clear record of accomplishment that people can look at and point to. And chief among them, I think what everybody talked about during the campaign of 2016 was the role of the president in appointing federal judges, including to the U.S. Supreme Court, right? So the president is coming up on almost 200 federal judges that he's appointed and had confirmed by the Senate, including two really great Supreme Court justices. So I think conservatives' faith in President Trump has been well rewarded, and that's why you see the great enthusiasm as he's running towards re-election now. And CPAC was just tremendous and a great topic. I don't know how much of this you heard my last answer, but talking about the evils of socialism versus the great American system that we have in place with capitalism and freedom, and I just think it's so appropriate given what the Democrats are running on versus what the president's record is.
Well, let's talk about tomorrow. 14 states voting tomorrow, including Virginia, and with Pete Buttigieg dropping out, it seems, I mean, I don't know this, but I just got to believe that nobody who has done as well as Pete has done with the press and, you know, with voters up to this point would drop out the day before Super Tuesday without some kind of deal here. What do you think? Is the fix in?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's people speculating as to what Pete was offered or what his motivation is for dropping out. People like to think that he's doing it so that Bernie Sanders cannot be as successful as he might otherwise be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that's the case, then there's more fuel for Bernie's people to say, look at this. Everybody's trying to gang up on us. So, you know, if people say if Bernie and Bernie's supporters think that everyone is out to get them, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're paranoid. They might be right, you know. And regarding Pete's dropping out, I mean, I guess the bottom line there is that apparently insufferable condescension just wasn't what voters were looking for this time around.
Well, it's true. I got to believe that I could almost script this conversation. I don't think it's outrageous to think somebody or several people high up in the DNC said, look, man, you've done better than anybody else who's you know, been gay. It's kind of, you've kind of broken new ground here. You've handled yourself well on the national stage, but you don't have the experience to win. We will give you that experience. You get on board with us, and we win. We'll give you a cabinet spot. We'll give you something high profile. And all those critics who said you're just a small-time mayor, which is the truth, will have to eat their words, because we're going to give you the resume line that you're missing right now. And he's got to be smart enough to recognize that all of that's true.
I mean, that's entirely possible. It's entirely possible. But I'll tell you what also is true. It's undeniably true. He was never, ever going to be successful. He was never, ever going to be the nominee, because you simply cannot succeed in elective politics, and especially on the Democrat side, when you get approximately 0% of the black vote.
That's true.
He was never going to win anywhere outside of, you know, I say Iowa, New Hampshire, and do well there. But once he gets out into states where the population is in any way more diverse, he was doomed. Doomed. And everyone knew that, including him.
Well, I won't put you on the spot, Tim, but I feel like I have to say it. I'm sick and tired of my conservative friends being characterized as homophobes and terrible people because they're not on board yet with a gay candidate. And I'm working on them on that. But they're not on board with a gay candidate, so they're terrible people. But black Democrat voters who won't vote for a gay candidate, it's just, oh, we don't even want to talk about that. I think that's really shady that the national press hammers conservatives who are Republicans, but then social conservative African-American voters get a pass on it. I don't want to put you on the spot, but there's clearly hypocrisy being covered up by the national press there.
Well, I don't want to attribute any, you know, motive to why people, folks did not support him, but that those are the facts, that he did not get any support from the black community. John, real quick, I want to raise something. We announced our fundraising totals for the month of February.
Oh, tell me.
This morning. $86 million raised in the month of February. That's by the Trump campaign, the RNC, and our joint committees, all together, our four fundraising buckets. $86 million in just February. That's about $3 million a day, every day, for a whole month.
And does that just shatter records?
Every time we file a report, we're breaking records. We have $225 million cash on hand. And so whatever Democrat comes stumbling out of their convention this summer, that person's going to be broke. And we are going to be just filled to the brim with cash and got a 3-year head start on whoever that unlucky person is. And the president's reelection campaign is just a juggernaut. We're feeling really good.
Yeah. Well, you should feel good, I think, especially with money coming from the rank and file folks, not just big donors. Real quick, I know you got to go. Are you at all worried about this coronavirus stuff, or is the press blowing that out of proportion too?
Well, the president is on top of it, and this sort of thing that the press has done, where they say, oh, the president called the coronavirus a hoax, is just more of the same fake news. What he said was the media and the Democrats' reaction to everything is the new hoax.
Yeah.
And by the fact they said, oh, he called the virus a hoax, it proves exactly what he had said, that you guys are just out of control with your reporting. You're just looking for the next big thing to take me down. And by them doing just that, they proved him right. So his approach to it has been measured and concerned. He's treating it with the appropriate seriousness. And I think the press is just looking for the next big thing that's going to be the big problem for Trump. And it's really doing a disservice to the public. You know, people are rightfully a little bit nervous about this. It's an unknown sort of virus that's on the scene, and they need to know that the government is taking care of it. The government is taking all measures to protect them. The United States is in far better position than these foreign countries you hear about, China and Italy and certainly Iran. But the media, all they want to do is look for the big splashy headlines, and it's disservice.
Yeah.
I think people can rest easy. The risk to the general population is extraordinarily low.
Good to put it in perspective and to point out that very clear, dishonest reporting. Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign, and we get to talk to him every week for our Trump Insider Update. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.